Good morning. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The Senate returns to Washington as all eyes are on Republican Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Chuck Grassley of Iowa for clues to whether they will support any effort to approve a Supreme Court justice before November's election. President Trump and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell are moving quickly to set up a nominee, confirmation hearings, and a vote to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Democrats oppose a Trump appointment so close to the election. The AP's Ben Thomas reports Ginsburg's death has jolted the presidential campaign just 6 weeks before the election, and several states are already voting.
I will be putting forth a nominee next week. It will be a woman.
President Trump at a campaign rally Saturday night in North Carolina.
The president has gone through this process a couple times already.
Mark Short, chief of staff to the vice president, adds,
he's had an opportunity to interview and get to know a lot of the candidates on the list, and I don't think it'll take us long.
But Democrats are accusing Republicans of a double standard, citing their refusal to even call hearings for President Obama's pick, Merrick Garland, in the months ahead of the 2016 election. Former President Bill Clinton tells ABC's This Week,
their position is do whatever maximizes your power, and if it's totally inconsistent with what you said before, don't worry about it.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Yesterday, about 100 protesters gathered in front of Palmasia Country Club in South Tampa, expecting to see Senate Majority Leader McConnell. They oppose McConnell's plan to push through the Senate a vote on Trump's Supreme Court nominee to replace the late Justice Ginsburg. WMNF's Blaney Whalen spoke with protester Jen McDonald.
What would you say to our senators, Senator Scott and Senator Rubio?
I hope you guys will uphold the standard that you set in 2016, that we must wait until the next president is seated until we move forward with a new Supreme Court nominee. I believe Rubio was the one that would be quoted as saying that that he would have done this, whether it was a Democrat or a Republican in 2016, that he would have forced us to wait. So now we're going to hold his hand to that standard that he set in 2016. I ask that they look at what they set before and then move forward with justice.
That's Jen McDonald protesting Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell yesterday in Tampa. A woman is suspected of sending an envelope containing the poison ricin, which was addressed to the White House. The AP's Julie Walker reports she has been arrested at the New York-Canada border.
Sources tell the Associated Press she was taken into custody at the Peacebridge border crossing near Buffalo and has an initial court appearance scheduled for today. She's expected to face federal charges. The letter appeared to have originated in Canada, according to police there. It was intercepted at a government facility that screens mail addressed to the White House and President Trump. There have been several prior instances in which U.S. officials have been targeted with ricin sent through the mail. Julie Walker, New York.
The U.S. leads the world in the number of confirmed coronavirus infections and deaths and is rapidly approaching 200,000 coronavirus deaths. That's 70,000 more than any other country in the world. It was all about TV, but last night's Emmys were also about politics and social justice. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has more.
Louder, Jimmy, say it so that my kids can hear it.
Black Lives Matter.
Blackish star Anthony Anderson got Emmy host Jimmy Kimmel to echo the call for an end to police brutality. Others needed no prodding at all, like Regina King of Watchmen, who had a simple message for viewers.
Gotta vote. I would be remiss not to mention that.
Both King and Uzo Aduba, who won supporting actress for playing Shirley Chisholm in Mrs. America, wore t-shirts honoring Breonna Taylor, the black woman in Louisville, Kentucky, shot to death by police in her home during a botched drug raid. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Tropical storm conditions were beginning today in parts of Texas and Louisiana as Tropical Storm Beta slowly works its way into part of the country that's already been drenched and battered during a busy hurricane season. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Beta could bring up to 15 inches of rain and up to 5 feet of storm surge in some coastal communities. The heaviest rain from Beta is not expected to occur until late today into tomorrow. If Beta does make landfall, it will be the ninth named storm to hit the continental U.S. in 2020. That ties a record set in 1916. Today, windy with a slight chance of a rain shower, highs in the high 80s in the Tampa Bay area. A wind advisory is in effect from 10 this morning until 10 this evening in Pinellas County. Gusts of up to 40 miles an hour are expected. Tonight, windy with overnight lows in the low 70s. Tomorrow, breezy and mostly sunny with highs in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.